You're tuned to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, online at kgnu.org. Wake the kids up. It's time for Smash It Back.
The ripoff.
You don't listen to us anyway.
so fine, they drank and killed to pass their time. They're in the shame of Father Christ. With measured step, they walk in line. They walk in line, they walk in line.
You're tuned to another edition of Smash It Back. I'm your host, Dave Fuller. Smash It Back. Classic punk and other junk every Friday night from 11 to midnight. We've got a special guest in the house tonight. My friend Jake is here, and he's brought in a special mix with him. And what you got in store for us, Jake?
Fun theme tonight. Songs that have been in skateboard videos.
That's right. And if you're not familiar with the track behind us, it's featured in 411 Video Magazine. Great little intro track. So those of you that don't know that skateboarding and punk rock have kind of gone hand in hand since the early 80s, there's been almost a subgenre of punk music, skate punk bands like JFA and the Big Boys, who we started out with, and The Faction, Code of Honor, many others. And so, anyway, there's a lot of skaters that pick punk music to go to their video parts, go with their video parts. And Jake's got a bunch of stuff lined up. And let's see, what's your first track, Jake?
Coming up, we have Minor Threat. It was in one of the latest Reel videos. After that, what was after that?
We had Coxbanner.
Coxbar. That was Coxbar. Jeff Grosso's part in the Anti-Hero video Destination Unknown.
Okay. And who skated to this Minor Threat song, Salad Days?
It was an intro song to the video.
Okay. Well, let's kick it off with that, and then we'll just go over everything we played, and you can tell everybody what the video it was from, which video it was from. That sounds good to you.
Sounds great.
All right. A little 411.
Thank you. going to use some drugs. Something making a beat, something trash. American trash, you must could ruin a good time.
This program is brought to you by the KGNU Listener members and by Mercury Cafe. Community is our purpose. Serving local, organic food powered by the wind and the sun. Located at 2199 California Street in Denver. You can access 100 or more cultural events each month and get more information at mercurycafe.com.
We ended that set with the Minutemen. I Felt Like a Gringo was the track. What do you got to say about that track, Jake?
Came from the old Santa Cruz video, Streets on Fire.
Oh, yeah. That probably came out in when? A long time ago.
I think that came out before I was born, or around when I was born. It was the French scene. They were partying in France.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
It's a good part. It's a great video. If you haven't seen it, check it out.
Yeah. So probably late 80s, early 90s, I'd say.
Great. I think that's the only time claymation has been used in a skateboard video.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's a good one. And then before that, we heard the JFA, actually, with I Don't Like You. One of the original skate bands out of Phoenix, Arizona. What video was that featured
that
in?
That was just a little Strange Notes video magazine, or just a little video zine that used to come out. It's only 1 minute and 9 seconds long, so...
Okay.
Not much skateboarding to it.
Yeah. Well, not much music to it either. That's
actually true, too.
Tune's about 1.5 minutes long or less, as are our most JFA songs. And then before that, we heard the Bad Brains with Band in D.C. What was that from?
That was another anti-hero video, Cash Money Vagrant. John Cardiel had a bunch of footage to that, but they don't really have parts in those videos. So
that's right. It's just kind of a collage of... mishmash of skating and different skaters blending together.
A lot of dad cam in those videos. It's
yeah,
fun.
Pretty raw. I think a lot of people try to emulate that style once in a while, but it's not easy to do. even though it seems like it's kind of thrown together, which it probably was. But that's a great, great tune. And so what do we got next, Jake?
Coming up, we have Devo, Uncontrollable Urge. This was in the second Big Brother video. The skater was Johnny Lee County.
All right, let's get back to it here on KGNU.
We'll be right back. Join me, Bob Cosmo, on SoundLab from 7 to 8 p.m. on Saturday, October 14th during our fall membership drive for a look back at the last 2 years of my live in-studio performances and what local artists have come through the studio. I will splice together highlighted songs from the amazing past performances that have been on the show. That's Saturday, October 14th from 7 to 8 p.m. on SoundLab to support our fall membership drive on KGNU.
black hole.
All right, you're tuned to Smash It Back, classic punk and other junk. We're listening to a special skate-related show tonight, and I've got a special guest here. Jake's in the studio. We're having a pizza party. Good times. Who'd we just hear?
So we just listened to Adolescence, Kids of the Black Hole. Ave skated that in an old Alien Workshop video titled Minefield.
Oh, yeah.
Great part on YouTube if you want to check that out.
That's a good one. And then, what was that before? Susie
and the Banshees, Fireworks. Skated to by Chris Fanner in the most recent Vans video, Propeller.
Uh-huh.
Great part again, kind of, it works with the song.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier off air, and I was saying that I can't picture it, but it's kind of a dark, almost moody song, ethereal, but I can see it working, so I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, very hammer-heavy part.
Uh-huh.
Before that was Descendants, Coolidge. That was in an old Savannah Slamma video, Savannah Slamma 3.
Going way back.
Way back.
What year was that from?
I don't know.
Okay. Before you were born?
Everything, it was before I was born.
Okay.
before that, we started out with Devo, Uncontrollable Urge.
Okay. And I was thinking, what was that from? What was the Devo
that
from?
That was...
I know you said it before.
Big Brother 2.
That's right.
Second Big Brother video. Rest in peace, Big Brother.
Yeah. It's funny because I was thinking that that Devo song, you know, I can't remember which song it was, but Devo was one of the first bands to have skating in one of their music videos early on.
Freedom of choice.
Yeah, early on in the MTV days. That's right. That's what it was. And which brought me to Tom Petty, who had skating in his video when skating really wasn't cool, like in the late 80s, mid 80s probably, Free Falling, and featured Colorado's own Joe Johnson. And so that video has been getting a lot of play lately. So anyway, any shout outs to give tonight?
Yeah, got a few. We'll make them quick. Shout out to Joel up in Nederland. Hope you stayed awake for the show. Shout out to Jamal. He runs the gospel show on Sundays. You should check that out. Shout out to Saul. Thanks for letting me and Dave skate your bowl on a regular basis. Shout out to Alex in France. Enjoy your morning croissant.
Republic Square, West Berlin.
Croissant sounds pretty good right about now.
We just had pizza. I'm full.
A croissant. Yeah, that doesn't really go well with pizza. Unless it's a chocolate croissant.
That goes well with anything.
Yeah, that'd be a good dessert thing. Maybe after the show, we can find a late night bakery, get some of those. We've got the pledge drive coming up next week. I think it starts on Wednesday. And so I'll be here next Friday with the man behind Smash It Back, Steve Whitehead. I'll be his wingman. So anyway, get ready for that. And get your checkbook out. We're going to continue with the show. Next up, we've got Void. Who are you? And Jake, I don't know if you remember this tune, but you mentioned the Anti-Hero video, and this song was in the Anti-Hero video for Andy Roy's part. And not sure if you remember it. Not too many people could skate to this song, Void. It's a pretty heavy song, and it's funny because, yeah, you know, I can't see PJ Ladd, for example, skating to it. And
if anybody out there wants to see some very interesting footage of an old skateboarder, look up Andy Roy.
Yeah, he's kind of a scary fellow. And if I was sleeping near him, I'd want to sleep with one eye open. And yeah, that PJ reference goes out to Glenn. Hopefully you're listening. So we've got about 15 minutes left in the show. Let's get back into it. Here's Boyd with Who Are You?
Thank you.
All right, we've got a ticket giveaway in the last 8 minutes of this show, so you can call up at 303-442-4242. It's two guest list tickets to Bell Witch and Primitive Man at the High Dive in Denver. We ask that you have not won anything from us in the last 30 days and can make it to the show. And this is on October 25th. It's a 21 and up show. They're kind of a Seattle metal band. And I checked them out a little bit before the show, and it's just bass, drums, and vocals, kind of drony, dark metal. It'll be good for a full moon or cold, rainy, snowy night. We'll see. So give us a call, 303-442-4242, if you'd like to win those tickets to Bell Witch and Primitive Man on October 25th. All right, that's going to wrap up the Smash It Back show. Classic punk and other junk every Friday night from 11 to midnight. I've been your host, Dave Fuller. And thanks to Jake for coming in. Special guest. It's been a good time.
It has. Thank you.
Thanks for bringing in that skate mix, skate video mix. It was great, and I enjoyed it. We just heard Black Athletes. That was a tune from a skate rock. Thrasher put out a compilation tape back in the 80s. The tune was called Last Time. The group was called Black Athletes. I like that song.
It was super good.
Yeah. Someone should put that in their video. And then before that, we heard The Faction. Steve Caballero's band out of San Jose. Not sure if they're playing anymore, but I have their business card with all their phone numbers on that in my collection of junk. I never throw anything away. I don't know how I acquired that, but I should try to call Steve Caballero on that number, see if he picks up. And then before that, we heard Los, you better take this, Jake.
Los Olvidados.
There you go. What's the translation?